Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. A big thank you and welcome to all the new subscribers that are out there. We have been getting huge amounts of new people coming on board since we've cracked into the higher rankings. I think we might be close to, if not the top ranked crypto podcast in the world right now. So I thank you all and welcome the new listeners to the amazing show. If you haven't got across my socials, Trader Cobb on Twitter, on Facebook. You can also find me on YouTube and you can jump onto the website. It's Trader Cobb, COBB.com. You can subscribe to a bi-weekly video newsletter there and you can also just jump into the market blog, where there's a bunch of free content there as well. Okay, so guys, if you want to get more information, that's how you do it. All right, so how do you break things down? How do we achieve things when sometimes it can seem so overwhelming? I know that for a fact, if you look at a chart, depending on how the chart is structured, or even if you're, you know, if you're very new to trading, looking at a chart can be completely alien, that's for sure. Obviously, it becomes alien simply because we have not understood or seen it before. Often we'll only see charts, well, maybe during a school project, a university assignment, or when we're at work. We haven't actually seen them in the context that I look to them to trade, or anybody else for that matter. So how do we take what can be an overwhelming task and make it relatively straightforward, or at least make it doable, something that we can actually do? Well, the way we do it is the same way that you would eat an elephant. And that's one bite at a time. So that's how I trade. That's also how I tackle many things in life, because it's just nice and simple. I live by the rule of keep it simple. I also live by the rule of do whatever you want without stepping on anybody else's toes. I think they go hand in hand quite nicely, and they certainly made me pretty happy so far. So basically, bite-sized chunks, what do I mean? If you are new to trading, bite-sized chunks would be, you know, what are the beginning points? What's the entry point? How do I buy Bitcoin? Now, if you've been trading for a while, you need to sort of work out how you can understand what's going on the charts. And if you're looking to trade with strategy, you need to break it down into individual elements. Now, for those of you who have been through the Trader Cobb series of courses and you've got the checklist, you guys will know the reason, and you'll vouch for this for sure, that the way I do things is I break it into individual pieces. Now, when I teach my trading strategies, I'm not teaching everything about technical analysis, not at all. There's no need to know about everything as far as I'm concerned. You just need to know what you need to know. Try and keep it simple. Once again, keeping it very simple. The strategies have checklists. They are written checklists, right? Rather than going through and teaching you about, you know, things that are not relevant to my trading strategies, I just teach you what needs to be learned to trade them. Now, what do I mean by that? What I do is, for the very first rule, let's just talk about one bite-sized chunk, is trend. Okay, so trend, all of my trading is, it evolves around trading with the trend. I don't try and pick tops. I don't try and pick bottoms. I try and pick the chunk in the middle and successfully do that with a high probability of success. So if I'm taking that chunk in the middle, that's where the trend is typically, and that's what I'm focusing on. So what I want to do is I want to understand trend. If my trading is about trading that chunk in the middle and trading with the trend, then obviously it's very important that I understand trend, whether it be an uptrend or downtrend. And the third trend, which is no trend, I need to understand those trends and become a master of reading those charts. And that's going to take some time in itself. But if I break it into one section and teach that one section by itself and give practicals and examples and you try it, then you're going to have a much better opportunity to learn it, because we're not trying to learn everything at once, you see. We're trying to learn little bit by little bit, putting you in a position where it will make sense. Now, I go through that the whole way through and then bring it all back together, and that's how you should do things too. Now, whether that be through trading, or whether that be through investing, or whether that be through anything, every single step you take is a step in the right direction, okay? You need to work through individual elements to create a whole. Think of a sentence. Let's talk about trading. Let's and trading are two individual parts of that sentence. By themselves, they mean their own individual thing. Okay, when we combine them to let's talk about trading, we've got a series of words that come together that actually mean something now. If I was to say, you know, say random things like keys, wallet, card, phone, notebook, pen, tissue, that doesn't mean anything. It's not a sentence. I'm using individual words, but not putting them in the right order. Now, I see this with trading and strategy in general. Just because you've got a bunch of things that you've put together doesn't mean that they'll go together. Now, when we talk about trading and investing and anything in that realm, what we're looking at is if you haven't got experience or you're not learning from somebody who knows what they're doing, effectively, you're trying to learn a language without ever hearing it before, ever being involved with it before. You're just saying random things. Now, if you go to somewhere like, let's say you go to Spain, somewhere where they don't speak English in Spain, you know, a tiny little town in Spain, and you go in there and you just start talking English, they're not going to understand a word that you say. Not at all. Why? You're not going to understand a word that they say because you haven't learnt that language. I see trading and technical analysis and indicators and structured trading strategy. I see it like that as well. I see people trying to combine things together, but not having any real understanding for what it is they're trying to say or do or use. Not having a strong understanding is not going to help you. Bite-sized chunks, guys, it helps you in a big way. It lets you tackle one step at a time. It's the way that I've done everything in everything that I've done, and I hope that it helps you guys too. So don't forget, share this across all the groups that you like. If you like the podcast, give me reviews and have a great day. Bye.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.